For just the Yasam Chinu Rabbonin Akabonis, with Rabbonin the main asmata that the Zmanim Mutfilo should be connected to Kabonis, and I'll bring you proof of this. Dilo Temochi, we're not going to serve this, Dilo Temochi. Tfilas Musav of Yosef Rechanino, Man Tikne, how do you have Tfilas Musav? There's no office connected to Tikne, connected to Musav. Ella, what do you have to answer? Tfilas Abba Tikne, true, the first one to Mustak and the Tfilah was the Yobus. But Vasam Chunu Rabbonin Akabonis, Rabbonin Mein Asmatim, Rabbonin the Zmanim, Hatolin Akabonis, and therefore the Rabbonin will Mesev at Tfilas Musav on the Yom Tev, on days that they brought the Korbin Musav. Rashi, Hilo Tem Hochi, the might be Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbanan Asam Chinu Akabonis, he's not masking the such you said to speak in Ege Kabonis, Tfila Samusofen, Man Tikno, El Akokach Rabbanan Asam Chinu Akabonis, the Rabbanan made this Asmachtik Nege the Kabonis, Vichy Aino Vumusofen, Vuloit Motsu Tfila Kinegdo, Omduhem Vatiknu, when it came that there's an Indian to bring a Korban Musaf on Shabbos, connected this Korban. That's where we hope. Right. We have Yehuda Oyman now at Abra Shois. That's where we hold that Shachar Shekadav in the first 4 hours of the day. He Boilehu. At Viyad Bechlau, he says until the fourth hour. Does it mean including the fourth hour also? I do Ma'ad Beloyad Bechlau. No, only up until the fourth hour, the first 3 hours of the day. For as soon as it comes to the beginning of the fourth hour, But the Zoyab Yehuda, Hainu Rabbonim, and they're both saying the same Shita. Mincha, of course, Yab Yehuda is Ad Plagia Mincha, means including the last half, which means until Shkia. And Rabbonim also say Kedav Mincha until Shkia Techamah. So where's the Machlokes Yab Yehuda and the Rabbonim then? So Drashi, Hainu Rabbonim. So Kesav Kotadis Yab Yehuda Plag Achroin Shel Mincha Achroinikoma. That's what he says Ad Plagia Mincha means until the last half of Mincha. Which we said now, Plaga Mincha means we're taking Mincha Katana, starts at 9:30 until 12 o'clock, the 2.5 hours, divided in half. You have an hour and 15 minutes this side, an hour and 15 minutes this side. So Yehuda says you could have it up until the last hour and 15 minutes. So if you say what he says up until then means including that man, so he means to say that you could have Mincha Mamash until Shkia. So the Zedek Ramas, the same sheet as the Rabbanan. Where's the Machlokes? Elamai, what do you have to say? Ad v'loyad b'chlal. When he says ad plag mincha means up until the last hour and 15 minutes, but not including the last hour and 15 minutes. And then you have good machlokes. That's a view b'shita. You could only daven mincha till an hour and 15 minutes before shkia, and according to Rabban, you could even daven mincha up until shkia. It's good. It's a machlokes. For the Gemara, if that's true, Ema sefer, habakashi from the sefer. Bishel Musafim, how long can you daven Musaf on Shabbos? Kol hayoy. The whole day you could daven Musaf, because Rabbanan hold the Korban and Musaf could be carved the whole day. You have Yehuda Hoyma Ad Sheva Shirts. He says no, only until the seventh hour. That's all. Now the Shalom, what is the seventh hour? Is it including the seventh hour, or is it only up until the seventh hour? And Nafgimina is, if it's only up until the seventh hour, that means only 6 hours a day pass by. So he didn't even reach the Zman Mincha yet, because the Zman Mincha is first 6.5 hours of the day. So if Musaf, according to Yud, is only at Sheva Shois, means up until the seventh hour starts, that means you only have 6 hours of the day to daven Musaf. So that Musaf and Mincha never come about at the same time, because Musaf ends at the end of the sixth hour, and Mincha first starts 6.5 hours. So we have a kasha now. V'tanyom, hoyu lefon of shtei tfilas. Happens on Shabbos, you have two tefillos to daven. you daven very long shachris, you had a big aliyah there, a big zach, and before you know it, you come to daven musaf if it's after 12:30 already. So you have two tefillahs of daven in front of you now. You have musaf and mincha. Choylofonav shtei tefillahs. Achas shel musaf v'achas shel mincha. You have a long davening, a lot of aliyahs. They came ready saying 12:30, 1 o'clock, you're about to start musaf. So you have a shalom now. 1 o'clock already, it's already a month to daven mincha. Which one should daven first? Maybe you should daven mincha first, the machlokes. And the Rashi says, mispalul shel mincha, you're supposed to daven mincha first. The yachakach shel musaf, and then you daven musaf. Why? Shezu tadira, the zuleina tadira. The tadir, shayna tadir, tadir kaidim. Mincha comes every single day. Musaf already comes now on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. So when it comes as man, mincha, you have to daven mincha first. We have Yehuda Reina, no. Mispalul shel musaf, that's where we hold b'tzibur least. If you have davening b'tzibur, you always daven musa first. Yochid davening by himself, then the lot is supposed to daven mincha first. If you daven in shul, the tzibur, we do what give you, if you do a mispalul shel musaf, first you daven musaf, v'yachakash shel mincha, and then we daven mincha. Why? Shezu oizeres, this has a zman to how long to daven musaf. He's a yud l'shitosoi. You can only daven musaf until 7 hours. V'zu ein oizeres. Moshenke mincha, you could daven a tall plug of mincha as a longer term according to Yehuda. So now it's questionable if you make musaf or not, so rather daven musaf first. That's a Yehuda sheet. Now, how long does Yehuda say you could daven musaf? Ad sheva shoyz, until the seventh hour. So back to Shalom, what does that mean? That means only the end of the sixth hour until the beginning of the seventh hour, like ad v'loyad b'chlau, only until the beginning of the seventh hour, then it's very shvam. Then you can never have musaf and mincha being the same time. Because mincha first starts at 6 hours, and another half an hour you have to wait. So if you hold only until the seventh hour, you never have mincha yet. Mar'iyam mit bishleim ad v'ad v'chlal. If you say, according to Yehuda, when he says ad sheva shoyz, it means including the seventh hour also, then it's very good. The last half an hour, when 6.5 hours passed away, so it's a zman not to daven mincha, and you could also daven musaf at that time. You have a shower now with 6:45 already of the day. What should I daven first? Should I first daven musa the mincha? So if you have you, then daven musa first. Haimu de mishkachas lo shtei tefillos badi adodi. Eli yamet, but if you want to tell me, if you have you, the sheet do is ad. V'loyad v'chlau, when he says musa is only up until the seventh hour, means until the beginning of the seventh hour, only when 6 hours a day pass away, so you never have this man mincha yet. The man mincha first starts 6.5 hours of the day. So you never have mincha to come. As heichi mishkachas lo shtei tefillos badi adodi. How can you have the case when you have two tefillos? A question: which one to come first? Whenever musaf finished, it didn't even start yet. It's man mincha. How could you have both together? Kivan the yatsu lo shom mincha, also lo shom musaf. Shom musafin. As soon as it comes the 6.5 hour of the day, it's already past zman musaf half an hour already, because musaf is only 6 hours. And 6.5 hours already after Zman Musaf. Elamai, what do you have to say from this halacha of Musaf? Ad v'yad v'chlal. Havad, you have to say when Rabbi Yehuda says that Musaf v'gedavon until the seventh hour means including the seventh hour. So you have 7 hours for Mincha, so the last half an hour, 7 hours for Musaf, so the last half an hour, when 6.5 hours a day pass, then it's a Zman Mincha. You have a question, two tefillahs in front of you, which one should daven? So to give you the musaf comes first. So it's good with saying ad is ad v'chlal. So what's shver on this now? What's shver on this then is by mincha. If Yehuda says you could daven mincha ad plaga mincha, and ad means ad v'chlal, including the plaga mincha, so it means you could daven mincha, including plag, the last hour and 15 minutes, tatayno tanakamot. Then Yehuda is also saying mincha is until shkia. Yehuda says ad plaga mincha. He's saying whenever you say ad until means including the plaga mincha. He's saying daven mincha including the last plaga mincha, the last hour 50 minutes, should mean until shkia tachama. I was there. That's not much the same treatment as Rabbanon. Now we're shver. For the Gemara, elamai ad v'yad v'chlal kasher reisha. By the zoy ma'ika ben Yehuda l'Rabbanon. So how can the reisha by mincha? He says, ad plaka mincha, ad v'chlal, you can't have, there's no machlokes. He owes minchas until shkia, and there are also minchas until shkia. Where's the machlokes? And the Gemara like this, avad Reb Yehuda, whenever he says ad, he means ad v'chlal. So shachris, when Reb Yehuda says ad dalet shoyz, It means including the fourth hour, like we hold. For the first 4 hours of the day, you're allowed to daven shacharis. When he says musaf ad sheva shiris, it means including the seventh hour. The first 7 hours a day, you could daven musaf. Now the question is, adzoi ad plaga mincha should also include plaga mincha should be no machoikis. So the Gemara, mi savrit the high plag mincha, plag achreina koma, does it mean until the second half, the second hour and 50 minutes, plag rishreina koma? He's talking about the first plag, the first half. So it's from mincha katana, from 9.5 hours of the day. From then on, we start counting plag. 9.5, you have 2.5 hours left. Divide these 2.5 hours. There's the first hour and 50 minutes, and the second hour and 50 minutes. He says you could have a mincha until the first here, the first hour and 15 minutes, and that's included. Included in mincha is the first hour and 15 minutes, but not the last hour and 15 minutes. So it's very good what the machlokes is. So tomorrow, mi savretai plag mincha, plag achreina kamar, is he talking about the second hour and 15 minutes? No, plag rishena kamar. You divided those last 2.5 hours in half, and you have the first hour and 15 minutes, and the second hour and 15 minutes. He's talking about the first hour and 15 minutes. Vochi koma. Amos nofat plag rishena. When does the first half go away? V'ayo plag achreina, and it comes in the second half. Mechinafki yud alef shoyis chosar reviyah. When an hour and 15 minutes before shkia comes about, his 11th hour, that's 1 hour before shkia, chosar reviyah less 15 minutes. So that's the zman when you could have a mincha. So everything is good then. Avada Ab is Bichlal. The Shacharis is 4 hours including the fourth hour. Musaf is 7 hours including. And Plag is also including the Plag. But which Plag? The first hour and 15 minutes. Excluding the last hour and 15 minutes. That's not like it. The Rabbanim say no, Minch is Ach Kashecha. And the Yehuda says it's only up until the last hour and 15 minutes. Bring a raya for this. We have Yehuda ben Bobo Heyud Chamisha Dvor. He said over Edis of 5 things. Rashman Afanan Namitanina, we have Yehuda Ad Viyad Bechlal. Ravada, according to Yehuda, whenever he says Ad, he means Ad included. His Ad Dalet Shoyis means including the fourth hour. Ad Shevet Shoyis means including the seventh hour. And Ad Plag also means including the first hour and 15 minutes. What's the raya? He's made 5 things. Shemamanin esa ktana. Meaning by ktana means midiraisa ktana has no dash, she can't make her own kedushin. If she has a father, the Torah said the father can mekadesh his daughter, that's chal midiraisa. Let's say there's no father, just the mother or the brother wants to marry you off, that's only called the kedushin midirabonim. So rabonim were mesakin kedushin, isha shouldn't be a hefka, so a mesakin you could be mekadesh, but only midirabonim. Now let's say they want to break up. You don't have to give a get, it's enough mian. Mian just says, she says, I don't want you anymore. That's the Rabbanim, they can come like, hey mamu, hey mamu. They made this kedushin, they said you could break it with mian alone. Shemamanin es haktan. Right, v'shemashiyin es isha al piyei decho. In a case where an isha was married, and made bala, her husband died, and she doesn't know about it, and one eidecho comes and tells her, you should know your husband has died, with that alone, she's allowed to go get married. There's always a svari isha daiko mitzvah. With some method, there's a chazakam, an isha before she actually gets married, she was zicha be medayik, looked into it very, very carefully. So Rabbanu will make all to be samech on an eidechot. The altarnagol sheniska b'yushlayim, that they once gave skila to a chicken, why? Al shorah gets a nefesh. It once killed the tinnik. It was with his beak case, as Rashi has dipped into its mayach and killed the tinnik. But just like there's a loch, a shor shenogach es adam, the shore you have to give skilo, who are din the chidishes al gemar hold the sentence by tanagol. That the chicken will go and kill somebody, the chicken is mechuyev skilo. V'yal yayin bein aboyim yoyim shenisnasech agabi mizbeach. When is wine called good wine, you could use it for nisachim, it has to at least be 40 days old. It's the first 40 days when you're making wine, it's not fermented good yet, doesn't have a lacha from yayin. After 40 days it's called yayin, you could use it agabi mizbeach. What's the next stages? The Yal Tomid Shel Shachar, that the Tomid Shel Shachar Shekorav the Arba Shoyis. It was brought throughout the first 4 hours of the day. Is the Chura, whose sheet is this? That you could bring the Tomid only the first 4 hours, not to Chatzois? That's the Yehudi Shita. Shemamino Ad V'yad V'chlal. It says, for the Korban was brought the first 4 hours. So even though in the Mishnah, Yehudi says Ad Arba Shoyis, it doesn't mean just the first three until the fourth. It even means the fourth also. Shema Midrash Rabbi Yehuda says Ad, it means Ad Bichlal. Omer of Kana, Alocha Kri Rabbi Yehuda. We pass in by Hilchos Shachris, like Rabbi Yehuda, Hoyel Tzam Bebchir Tekavosei. That till how long are you allowed to daven Shachris? Only until the fourth hour. After the fourth hour already, we don't daven Shachris. It's supposed to wait and daven twice Mincha.
You say Rabbi Yehuda, is that Rabbi Yehuda from Bavah?
What?
No. This price is Rashi.
Alocha Kri Rabbi Yehuda, the Masnitzin. The Mishnah Din. That Tzvil Shachar is only the first 4 hours. The Bechirta Rashi Idi is called Bechirta, and Masech Idi is called Bechirta, Shalokha Ka'isan Idi. Any Alokha is better. That Mishnah is always going to be possible like those Alokhas. Right. Bial Tomid Shal Shachar Shakor Bial Beshois. So the Gemara, Man Tano, who holds Lahodit Nana? This we learn. Toskin Shmoy says by the mon, it says he used to collect the mon baboiker. Then it says the cham hashemesh benimis. When the sun came out, then it melted the mon and benimis it got his out. So Mashmi is supposed to collect the mon before the sun comes out. With Nashim, that's biyabeshois. In 4 hours, the fourth hour already, that's when the sun came out and melted the mon. So Mashmi is supposed to take the mon before the fourth hour. Now this will be the kasha. The prophet says you collect the mon baboiker. So according to you, the boiker means even the fourth hour also. And according to Chachamim in our Mishnah, a boiker means till chatzos. So how come here they only collected the mon till like before the fourth hour? When it came the fourth hour already, it melted the mon. You say the fourth hour. Or yeinuela b'sheishois, maybe no, 6 hours. Now till chatzos, that's when the sun is hot and melted the mon. Another pasuk says, "Kichaim hayoyim," like the heat of the day, "harei sheishoyis." That's already chatzoy. That's called very hot. Rashi says, "V'cham hashemesh" means like the sun is just beginning to get hot. That's only until the fourth hour. Hasheishoyis omer. Avizoy hamani mekayim v'cham hashemesh v'nimis. V'cham means like the sun is beginning to warm up. That means only until the abashoyis, until the fourth hour. There's the churamani. Who does this price go like? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Rabbanan. Can't go like either of them. He, Rabbi Yehuda, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Tfilas Hashtav Yatomit Shoshachar, which was Korah Baboiker. He could bring even the fourth hour. If he, Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Abba Shoyis Namitzafru, up until the first 4 hours, it's still called Boiker. So the Pasuk says they used to collect the mon Baboiker. So you have a right to collect the mon the first 4 hours. So how come here it says the sun melted it down already the fourth hour? It's still Boiker, not allowed to collect it yet. He, Rabbonin, if it goes according to Rabbonin, Ad Chatzoyis. They say the Talmud Shashach was brought until Chatzos. That means Boiker is called until Chatzos. So the Pasuk says you can collect the mon until Boiker, so why can't they collect until Chatzos? How come the sun melted already by Abba Shois? Ad Chatzos Nami Tzafru. Empty Gemari, boy you send a gold coin to both of them. Boy you send me Rabbi Yehuda, he boy you send me Rabbonim. This price is by the mon, goes according to both of them. Because the new Pasuk here. He boy you send me Rabbonim. Omakro Baboiker Baboiker. The Pasuk says you're allowed to collect the mon baboiker baboiker double lashon. What does that mean? Chokeyo v'shnei b'korim. They divide up this boiker into here. So usually boiker means until chatzos. Divided up in here means only the first 3 hours. That's very good. The first 3 hours you're allowed to collect the mon. It came the fourth hour already. That's when the sun came out and melted it. The boy Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Say no, his brother goes according to Yehuda. Hi boiker Yisera. How come the Pasuk says baboiker baboiker? They collect the mon every morning. It's an extra boiker. Lahaktim loishoachas. To make this boiker means 1 hour earlier. As usually, boiker means the first 4 hours of the day. That's why you could have a chakras and the Talmud Shoshachar was brought the first 4 hours of the day. Here, you could only eat the mon the first 3 hours, because the Pasuk says baboiker baboiker like 1 hour earlier. The kuli yamas atgemar miyo v'cham hashemesh v'nimeis. The zikr means here the fourth hour, that's when the sun, like it's cham, gets a little bit hot. My mashma, how do we know that means the fourth hour? Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Omer Kro, the cham hashemesh v'nimis, is a zel hisho, shashemesh cham, that the sun is hot, the hot still turning, it's not that hot outside, if you go into the shade, it's still cool. It's only hot in the sun, not in the shade, heviyem of yabashoyis, that's the fourth hour of the morning. After that already, it starts to get so hot that even in the shade, it's also hot. But that's the shir. Trashi. Kishuwaim, the first one of the big line. Kishuwaim, Kichoim, Hagyoim, Arei, Sheshoi, Soima. Kleima. Metzino, Bamokimach, Sheshino, Hakosi, Belushoinoi, Vyoma, Vuyoshi, Pesachoil, Aroma Vino, Sat by the oil, Kichoim, Hagyoim. The Lo Yoma, Kichoim, Hashemish, doesn't just say the Shemish is hot. Mashmi, even the day means even in the sail, even the shade, was also hot. Ela Hagyoim. Any part of it, any part you are, any place you are, it's hot. Bein chama bein tzel, even the shade is hot. Who medaber? Bishor shishis. That's the chatzais hayoyim. Mashenkin cham hashemish means only in the sun it's hot, but in the tzel, the shade, it's cool. That's the fourth hour. Hamani mekayin the cham hashemish. The mashma shemish cham. Vatzel tzayin. Only in the sun it's hot. Mashma in the shade it's still cool. Ba'avishoyim. Before the first 4 hours, even the sun is a little cool then. It's not hot. First, collect the morn every morning. Then, when the sun comes out, it melts it. For me, the mukhi, the nimit, the yab is sure is note in the fourth hour, mechlau, the lav's mamakitu. That's not as much to collect the money. The money already melted away. Well, lav baker mikri. So does that go like? And now, Mishnah, everybody holds the fourth hour is still called baker. There it is. Avor shev namitafru, to amit ad the yab the chlau, the gabi tomic steer to yosva baker. Everybody knows tomic shashaka comes a baker. There it is. Here the prophet says, ba baker, ba baker. Lishnei the korum. You're allowed to collect the money only in the first 3 hours. That's called the first breaker. So the Gemara. Tfilas ha-mincho ad-heri. He could have a mincho until the shkia, or let the machaber, it means until the second half, he could have a mincho. Omalei Rav Chizla Rav Yitzchak. Hosom before Omer Rav Kana Loch Gav Yehuda. He's again at the tfilas shachris, we pass on Gav Yehuda. The only dab in the first 4 hours and not until Chatzoy. Hoy Lutnan Bechirte Kavosi. Because that was brought down in the Sefer Yidis. Hocho, by the loch of Mincha, till how long can we dab a Mincha? My, what's the loch? Do we hold like a Yehuda only until Plag a Mincha, or even until Chashecha? Ishtik lo yamalei omalei. He kept quiet, he didn't have an answer. Believe me, he didn't answer him anything. Omer Rav Chizda, Nechzi Anan, let's bring a Raya for Maitim, what happened? Mi derav matli shel Shabbos. When it came Erev Shabbos, Rav used to daven Mar, Tfilas Shabbos, be Erev Shabbos and by Jain. Used to be Mekabel Shabbos early. But by Jain, it wasn't even Chashech, it wasn't even Shkia yet. Mashmi, he plied on Mincha, no, and he wanted to daven Mar. Shema Amin, Elof Chav Yehuda. Zerai, like Chav Yehuda, that the Zman and Mincha is only until plied on Mincha, that's an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia, and from then on, you wanted to daven Mar. That's why Rav used to daven Mar early on Erev Shabbos. So Rashi, Shal Shabbos be Erev Shabbos, Shekibul all of Shabbos of Bajoyim. He is Mekabo Shabbos early, and you have to say he davened then also. And that was a shout, the first place that would arrive from his Gemara, that he even said Krishma then. It's Mashma for Krishma, also the apostles of Yehuda. That he has to plug a mincha, you could be Yaitu Krishma. Is one Raya. But the more other Rabbah, bring your Raya Fakir. Me the Rav Huna, the Rabbon, and Lehavi Masli. No, they never make Kabbalah Shabbos early. Ad Ruto. They always used to wait to daven Mar until the night time. There's a chura, Shema Min ain't a loch of Rav Yehuda. You have a right not like Rav Yehuda. That Mincha is until either Shkiyu or Teske Chavim, and you can first daven Mar after that time, but not be applied to Mincha. So Gemara, Hashtag Layit Mehilchasa, we don't have any Klora Halacha, Klora Achro, Loi Kamar, Loi Kamar, we don't have a Klora Psaq like Rav Yehuda, but we don't have a Klora Psaq like Rabbonim, is the cloud, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, or the Ovid Kemar Ovid. You have to do whichever way you want to. If you want to, you could have to, if you want to daven Marav early, from Plaga Mincha onwards, you would have to daven Mincha then before Plaga Mincha. Because if you hold like the Yehuda, you're saying after Plaga Mincha, it's called Marav already, it's called night. It's not as Man Mincha. Then Meshenke, if you want to daven Mincha later, until Seisek Chavim, until after Plaga Mincha, so you're holding then, it's still called daytime, until either Shki or Teshke Chavim, so you're not allowed to daven Marav early. So, but you can hold, either one you want, you're allowed to hold. And we hold, Abi, the same night, you don't hold them both, it's all right. Like one night, you're allowed to daven Mincha until Shki, and the next night, you're allowed to daven Mincha earlier, and daven Marav right after Plaga Mincha. It's just a tap of the sasu, the same night to do both. Because that's the theorem. is this man yoim or is this man laila? It's one or the other. But each night you can do what you want. Tonight you're allowed to say, hold on, give Yehuda. It's from Plaga Minch on, it's called night. Adav Marav. And tomorrow Adav and Minch even has to Plaga Minch. That's this new cloud. The Yavid Kamarov, the Yavid Kamarov. So first you learn about Tony Shal and Davini Marav, it's only the Rabbonin, the self Rabbonin, you can go to Kula. Rav Ikloi Leve Geneva. Rav went into this place, Leve Geneva. With Soli Shal Shabbos, the Ever Shabbos. And he davened Shabbos, even the Kabbalah Shabbos early. There be Matli, he davened Marav then also. Mashkon Kib Yehuda. And he has to plug a minch, he could daven Marav already. We have Yimme Barabo, Leachurei the Rav. He started davening after Rav. The Sayim Rav, Numaist now. We have Yimme Barabo, Leachurei the Rav. If Yimme started to daven Shemon Esrei in back of Rav. His Rav was his Rebbe, so he davened in the back of his Rebbe. The Sayim Rav, so Rav finished davening Shemon Esrei first, and the Talmud was davening in back of him. V'lei Paskel is Lusay. The Rebbe Yimye, he didn't take his 3 steps back. He didn't want to stare. His Talmud davening in back of him. Rebbe Yimye. So the Marash Shemamina Tlas. This might we have a right at 3 halachas. Shemamina Mispal Lodim Shol Shabbos V'Yerush Shabbos. Ask them if you want to. Like we said, you can hold like a Yudi Shitan. Then you have to plug a Mincha. You can already daven Marav. From the Makabel Shabbos, then also in Davin Marav. Ushmamina mispalu Talmud Achuri Rabbi. A Talmud is a lot of Davin Shemon Esrei in back of his Rebbe. Ushmamina also Ma'avruk Negra mispalu. About the Talmud was davening in back of him. Rav didn't want to take a 3 steps back. He didn't want to go in front of somebody Davin Shemon Esrei. The sign of Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, the other Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, also Lava Negra mispalu. When somebody is davening Shemon Esrei, you're not allowed to walk by in front of him. And there are 2 reasons bringing the brought down. One is because the Shekhinah is in front of you, like you're being master of the Shekhinah. But the other reason is because you're being mevatlis kavanah. If you walk in front of him, you're being mevatlis kavanah. So the Gemara ain't not like that. For Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chalfi, they used to walk in front. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, they used to walk in front of Rabbi Rav, even though they were davening Shemon Esrei. And they still walked in front of him. And the Gemara, Chutz Liyab Amis, Chud Chalfi. He used to walk 4 amas away, then it's mutter to walk. But within the first 4 amas, when the person is davening, you shouldn't walk in front of him. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yirmiya, Hey Chirav Yochi, how do you do that? Yom Rav Yudam Arav, Yerla Ma Yispal Lodom, Loi Keneged Rabbi, Loi Achure Rabbi, Hey Tiyol Zeshita, No, you're not allowed to daven even back to your Rebbe. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. It's a kasha on Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya, Hey, how did Rabbi Yirmiya daven in back of his Rebbe? Rav, I, Vom Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. He says, Rebbe, Rav, Gufa Paskin, Le'olam al Yisfal Lodom, Lo'y Keneged Rav, Lo'y, Vol'y Achure Rabbi. Tanya, Reb Leza Weimer, Ha'mispal Achure Rabbi, to daven in back of your Rebbe. Or else, V'yanoisin Shalom Rabbi, it's time to give your Rebbe Shalom Aleichem, like anybody else. The Amachshah Shalom Rabbi, Rebbe gives you Shalom, and you answer him back like anybody else. Or else, V'yachilek Ayishivosesh Rebbe, Yomachulek on what Rebbe Paskel, and his yeshiva, Yomachulek on him. Or else, V'yoyme Dover, Shloshomer V'Rabbi, if you say something in Rebbe's name that he never said, you should know Gurim Lashkinish to start with Yisrael. You Gurim Lashkinish to go away from Klai Yisrael. So what's Nagay to us is, how is Rebbe Yirmi allowed to daven in back of Rav? Rav Luchur was his Rebbe. Our Talmud is not allowed to daven in front of his Rebbe. And the Gemara is Shani Reb Yirmi Barabo, the Talmud Chover Heve. He wasn't a regular Talmud. He was like, come out like a Harusa. He was a Talmud Chover Heve. And a Talmud Chover has a different halacha. He doesn't have to give so much cover back to his Rebbe. So a Talmud Chover is allowed to daven in the back of his Rebbe. But a regular Talmud shouldn't.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll start again tomorrow from the Talmud. Well, that's what the Dalai Lama.